You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago on AM 1160. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Bruce Bettard.
All right, welcome. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago. I am your host, Bruce Bettard, where each week we bring you the most up-to-date information about the real estate market in your neighborhood. Let's get started with the show. Today, I'm in the studio with Greg Nagel. And Greg is a real estate professional that I wanted you to get to know. Greg has a focus on the city of Chicago, but today we're going to be talking about something, and we're going to be talking about a market that, in my opinion, and I think Greg agrees, has been virtually ignored. Well, the fact that the national media ignores it, who cares? The national media are knuckleheads, so let's not worry about them. But even our local media does not really talk about this segment of the market. So hopefully I'm piquing your interest now. And it may even be the fact that it's unique to the Chicagoland area. I think we might have more of these properties than in other markets across the nation. And so maybe that's why they're ignoring it. But what Greg and I are going to be talking about today are multi-unit buildings, whether you refer to them as two flats, three flats, four flats, six-unit buildings, 10-unit buildings, 50-unit buildings. We're just talking about something that's in the multi-unit level. And so Greg is here with us today. And what he's really telling us is the power of those particular units in this market and why those absolutely at this time can be a gold mine. And so we want to make sure that we talk about that because we want to make sure that you are able to take advantage of it because that's exactly what we're doing. So, Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right. So are you a little nervous?
Just a little, sure.
Okay, good. Because if you said no, I'd call you a liar.
Right.
Have you been on the radio before?
No. I'm a newbie.
Okay. You're a virgin.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go through the rules here now since we have to set the expectations for all of our newbies. We currently have 3 billion listeners. Billion. Billion.
I don't think I believe you.
Okay, but we do. I got a list of all their names. And the expectation is that you have to bring us to 4 billion by the end of the program. Are you up to the task?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. So let's talk about, we only have about a minute before we go into break, but I want to really hit the main point so that everybody coming back from break will know to stay tuned because there's a lot of these in the city. We're talking about multi-unit owners. And you say that right now, multi-unit owner property owners don't recognize how valuable their property is. Tell me what you mean by that and why you say that.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the press basically talks about single-family homes.
Correct.
They talk about condos. They don't really ever talk about multi-unit because it's a specialized segment.
Yeah.
But, and we all know that that market's been depressed, although we're seeing some recent volume increases, prices still haven't come back up yet.
Right.
However, the multi-unit segment, that's been up. I would say that segment's been rising increasingly for at least 3 years. It's been red
hot. Oh,
really?
Good.
And I'd say in the last 18 months, it's gotten blue hot.
Yeah, so you have data that says this is it's such a different market, and the audience and the sellers are different people that it actually is different than single family homes and condos in the city of Chicago.
It's completely different, and it may even be inverse because I think what's happening is that as people have shied away from buying homes,
yes,
more and more people are renting. We all know that rents have been rising really steadily.
Yes, they have.
And significantly. And on top of it, as you point out, interest rates are still at historic all-time lows.
Absolutely.
So the basic dynamics of the multi-unit spreadsheet, rising rents with your single biggest cost, your mortgage going down, these properties are really cash flowing really, really well. And then when people are looking at alternative investments like stocks or whatever, the stock market's been so volatile.
Okay, well, let's do this, Greg. When we get back from break, let's continue this conversation. We're going to delve into some of the very specifics. So today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. Greg is a real estate professional that works in the Chicago market. So whether you're looking to buy or sell in the city, Greg is the guy that can help make that process a whole lot easier for you. His background in finance, along with his CPA, is going to be able to give you a unique perspective that other people just can't give you. What I want you to do is pick up the phone and give Greg a call. Toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Once again, 888-403-4242.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago here on AM 1160. I am your host, Bruce Bettard. Now, today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. Greg is a real estate professional that I think you need to get to know if you are thinking of buying, or maybe even more important as we talk about this show today, selling in the city of Chicago, and especially if you've got a multi-unit building. And again, around Chicago, we really don't refer to it as multi-unit. We refer to it as two-flat, three-flat, four-flat, et cetera. But whatever you want to call it, Greg is the guy that's going to give you some data today that I think is going to shock you and make you want to give him a call. So make sure you write down this number, 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, right before the break, we were talking about something, the point, maybe the most important point you want to make today, and that is that home values for multi-unit buildings, two flats, three flats, four flats, are at absolutely higher value prices than what we hear in the media about single families and condos. So let's expand on that a little bit more.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Multi-unit values have been rising steadily along with rents, and the demand from is also increasing. People are shying away from other types of investments like stocks because of the volatility.
And because there's no return. I mean, basically, we're up 200 points one day and we're down 200 the next day.
So if you're willing to take a part-time job, put a little sweat into it, it's a great opportunity. And then there are some people that are looking at it purely from an investment standpoint.
Yeah, they don't want to live in either any of the units.
And they'll go ahead and they'll hire a manager. But there's also a large segment of people. I just worked with a young couple who, they're expecting their first child. And they bought a beautiful three-flat gray stone in Ukrainian Village.
Okay. And so a great community.
Yeah, it's beautiful over there. And they're living on the third floor, and then they're renting out the other two units.
Got it.
And they got a great deal where the property, in my opinion, wasn't in its, what we realtor speak, highest and best use.
Okay. So it needed some repairs.
Yeah, and there were some obvious things, I think, that could be done to raise the rent. And there was also a little bit of a built-in inefficiency. The property was owned by three realtors, where one was doing all the work. So he kind of intentionally under-rented it because he figured if he under-rented, they would never get bothered. And since he's only taking a one-third hit on the income, it didn't matter to him. So they were able to raise rents right off the bat from $1,500 to $1,800 per unit.
Wow.
And then
Let's not gloss over that. Since there were two other units besides the unit they were living in, that's $300 extra a unit. It's $600. Where else is someone going to get a $600 raise every month?
Yeah, that's definitely real money. That's real cash flow, and makes a big difference in your pocketbook. And then in addition, I think there's some real obvious planned improvements for that property that can be done where, there's a backyard that doesn't have a concrete pad. So, at the top of my head, $5,000-$6,000 for a concrete pad, you've got parking spots.
Got it. So it makes the property more valuable and maybe even increases rent down the road as well.
Absolutely. There's storage locker places to put some storage lockers in the basement. What does it take to throw up some CDX plywood and some storage lockers for the tenants who doesn't have enough storage, right?
Yeah, and I think we're gonna talk a little bit about that a little bit later in the program because you have a very unique perspective because of your background. You know how to give advice to people so that they can maximize their rent. Yet maybe you do have to fix something, put in a concrete pad, or maybe you have to throw up some plywood and put in some storage units. But if someone says, I'm going to increase my rent $600 a month, it's worth considering doing something like that when you know you're going to get a return on your money for it.
Absolutely. And it's such a shame to me when I see so many sellers not making these really small improvements where they can get their rents up and then turn around and be able to maximize their sales price. And they're leaving so much money on the table.
Ah, we are definitely going to talk about that too, Greg, because that's one of the points you want to make today. Unlike single family homes, unlike condominiums, the value of a multi-unit building is based on cash flow.
That's exactly correct. People are buying an annuity effectively. And so rough numbers, everybody analyzes numbers a little bit differently. And with my CPA background, I can sometimes nerd out a little bit. And I want to try to avoid to do that. But in real basic rough numbers, for every roughly $100 of rent that you're able to raise per month on a multi-unit property, that's going to increase the resale value between $10,000 and $20,000 on the sale
price.
So,
for instance, that person you were talking about that was able to raise on those two units $600, $300 each, that in essence raised the value, potential value of the home by $60,000?
Correct.
Wow. It gives you an opportunity to do that. Now, you also want to make sure that you help people that might be on the sell side. We're going to talk about people on the buy side in a minute, but on the sell side, excuse me, choke me up there, Greg. On the sell side, you're hosting a distressed real estate seminar. Tell us about that so that anybody who's out there that may be in a distressed situation can come and learn some valuable information from you.
Well, there's a lot of options now available for people that are underwater. And it's just a, it's a process of getting educated what the options are, whether they be short sales, consensual foreclosures, or some people are doing deed in lieu. This seminar is more, in this case, aimed towards investors.
Okay.
Where we're working with people that are wanting to take advantage of these opportunities
okay.
and want to understand the nuances of buying a short sale, buying a foreclosure.
Okay, so I had it wrong. This seminar is for someone who wants to be an investor. It's not for someone who's in financial distress. It's for someone who wants to be an investor.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, good. So when is the seminar and where do we go? I mean, I know we can have them call in here and we should do that, but tell me more about the seminar.
The seminar is April 17th.
Do you know what day of the week that is? I didn't look it up. I should have looked it up before we got in here today. So
it's I think it's a Tuesday, actually.
Okay.
And it starts at 3 o'clock. It's downtown at 222 South Riverside. And we'll be covering commercial lending, foreclosures, short sales, and note purchases.
Okay.
And these really are the cutting edge areas of real estate right now as far as from an investor perspective and trying to understand how to buy notes and how to do your due diligence on it.
So here's the bottom line. If you're sitting in the audience and you're saying, I want to own a 2-flat, a 3-flat, a 4-flat, maybe you want to live in one of the units, or you just want to buy them and rent them out so that you could become the next Donald Trump in Chicagoland, then this is probably a seminar that you want to go to. Is it free to attend?
It is free.
Okay, good. So it's the right price. That's a good thing. you've got a professional who understands an awful lot about this market who's going to be able to talk to you about the options that are available so that you can learn. And it's free of charge to learn. So why not go learn as much information as you can so that when you do buy that first property or the fifth property, that you become the smartest investor that you can be in that. So April 17th, 3 o'clock, downtown. Here's the bottom line. All you have to do is give us a call and we'll make sure that Greg gets you a good invitation sent out to you so that you can remember where it's at, get the address, get directions. Just give us a call. Toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. So let's get back to what we were talking about before. So I don't think we want to brush over this. Absolutely, homes are single-family homes, condos, value are down on those properties, right? We know that across the entire Chicagoland area. There might be some pockets where it's up a little bit, but the bottom line is we know that they're hurting still.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to multifamily units, for whatever reason, whether it's because they're different investors, whether it's dumb luck, we don't know and we don't care. We know the value is higher and is holding its own in multifamily unit properties.
Exactly. I broker my company's Century 21 affiliate.
Okay.
And we do a wants and needs meeting every 2 weeks with about 40 or 50 agents. And we sit around talking, well, I've got a buyer looking for this. I've got a seller looking for that. And we try to match up. And sometimes, you know, you get some really interesting, you know, I've got a trailer guy looking to buy only trailer parks and some really interesting matches.
I bet you don't find too many of those in downtown Chicago.
Not as many, no. But the most common recurring need that we're all asking for is multi-unit brick properties.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got one guy saying, I've got a cash buyer. I've got a 1031 buyer. I've got this buyer. I need a multi-unit cash flow property in the north side. And my real concern is that there are a lot of sellers that would be interested in selling, but they hear all the news and they hear about how down everything is and they say, oh, I'm getting an okay cash, so I might as well just sit on it. Where really the buzz on multi-unit properties and has never been higher.
Right.
And the demand has never been greater.
Let me just say that because I want to emphasize it in case the audience missed your point, because I do not want to gloss over this. If you are a multifamily unit owner in the city of Chicago right now, 2-flat, 3-flat, 4-flat, 5-flat, 8-flat, I don't care what the number is, there are potential buyers sitting out there right now waiting for good properties to come on the market. And they're waiting for someone who wants to sell so that they can buy it. Some of them are waiting because they have to. You do refer to, most of the audience may not know what a 1031 exchange is, but, and don't get hung up on what that is. It's really not important unless you're the one who needs the 1031 exchange. But if you're a seller in this market, or if you have a property that you weren't even sure if you wanted to sell it, the most important thing you can do is pick up the phone and call Greg and let Greg come out and tell you what your property is worth, because he knows that it's conceivable. He has a buyer sitting there right now waiting for your property to say, yes, I want to sell it. That's not a person who wants to put their home on the market and wait 6 months for it to sell if it was a single family home or a condo. This is a property that you could sell rapidly in this market. Right, Greg?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not looking to just come out there and get a quick listing and tell you what your property is worth. What I try to do is build long-term relationships with people. That's how I've been able to grow my business to become one of Chicago's top producing agents. And what I would be more than happy to do is look at your rents and see, are you really maximizing your rents? Because a lot of times people are not.
And we are absolutely going to be talking about that after, because that's one of the things I think that you bring to the table. It's very unique. Again, one of the things that you're bringing. You don't just show up and say, your home's worth $400, let's sell it.
Right.
You show up and say, I want to show you how to increase your rent like you did with that other couple. Here, when they bought that property, here's how you increase the rents. Here's what you want to do to your property in order to maximize and get the most money out of it.
Exactly.
So we're definitely going to talk about that after the break. But today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. And Greg is he's the go-to man in the city of Chicago, especially if you're talking about multi-unit properties. So his knowledge and his experience, especially his previous life experience, the CPA background, his experience in doing gut jobs on condos and doing condo conversions, that's an experience that's going to be able to help you as you have your 2-unit, 3-unit, 6-unit, 10-unit going on right now. Don't just let anybody give you a quote about a real estate. Let a professional do it. Let an expert do it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give Greg a call. Toll-free number is 888-403-4242. Once again, if toll-free number, 888-403-4242.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago here on AM 1160 with your host, Bruce Bettard, and you know that's me. Now, today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. Greg is by far the most knowledgeable person that I know about buying and selling multi-unit properties in the city of Chicago. So this is your chance, and I mean this literally. Well, maybe not literally. That sounds terrible. This is your chance to pick his brain. I don't mean that literally. So let's make sure we put that disclaimer out there.
Be gentle, please.
Okay. I don't want you to pick his brain. I want you to be able to talk to him about what's going on in the market. So if you have questions, make sure you give us a call. The toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, before the break, we were talking about, as you classified it earlier in the program, you talked about the market no longer being red hot. It's blue hot. The market is that hot in multifamily units. And I know that because you deal with a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers, you've got experience with how hot the market is. So talk to me about an example of how hot this market is.
Sure. I've got one client that 3 months ago, he was so hungry for the right deal that he basically was signing blank contract, signing a blank check for an initial earnest check, and I'm previewing properties. Now, he happens to be a cardiac surgeon.
Oh, okay.
And when he has time, he goes out and he looks at the properties.
And as a disclaimer, we would never want to necessarily recommend that people run out and sign blank contracts. Not necessarily, overall, not necessarily a great concept, but you do that to illustrate a point.
I do. And he wanted me to basically be his proxy for the situations where he could not go out there and look at it immediately.
Correct, because he trusted you and respected you.
Exactly. And I had sold him 2 previous properties.
So he had direct experience with you.
Yeah, we built up a trust relationship.
Right.
And in this case, when we made the offer, the seller was so shocked that that my client had not seen the property that he wasn't going to accept the offer.
Because he couldn't believe that it was sincere.
He said, I wouldn't buy a car without looking at it. How could somebody buy a building without looking at it? And I just said to him respectfully, I said, well, you're going to drive the car. My client's not going to live in the building.
Right. It is all about math at that point, right?
Correct.
It's
correct.
All about math. Here's a building. Here's a cash flow on it. Here's what it's going to cost me. And you can figure out a rate of return and determine if it's an acceptable investment or not.
Right. And this was not some crazy lowball offer. This was a competitive offer for a very attractive center entrance 4-unit in the Logan Square right off Logan Boulevard.
Oh, again, another great community. We're not talking about, buying on Lake Michigan out on Ohio someplace on an island out there. We're talking about a great community within the city of Chicago.
Absolutely. That's a tip for the listeners that Logan Square is definitely a very up and coming neighborhood. A lot of people refer to Logan Square now as the new Wicker Park.
Oh, I thought you were going to use the other term that I'm not all that affectionate about, but it's the sexy neighborhood.
Oh.
I don't know how a neighborhood is sexy, but that's what they, it's a sexy neighborhood. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I don't even want that image in my head, so let's not talk about that.
I've not heard that one. I have.
Unfortunately, it's not pleasant.
I've heard people refer to real estate as yuppie porn, but I've never heard someone refer to
it. Haven't heard that one, so let's not go there either.
Let's get back to PG.
Let's actually get back to what we want to talk about. So, again, educating the audience. You know, you talked about helping when you go out to talk to someone about their property, whether it's a person who's buying a property and you're giving them advice, or whether it's a person who just wants your professional advice, you give them opportunities and ideas of how to maximize the rent, because again, that is what affects the value of the home. And again, I'm not sure, let's repeat that point, because I'm not sure everybody in the audience recognizes that the value of multi-unit properties is based on cash flow, which is based on rent. So let's talk about that and how you give them advice in that regard.
That's exactly correct. These investors and these owner-occupant investors,
correct,
are calculating cap rates. They're calculating monthly cash flows,
correct,
and they're looking what their costs are going to be. And basically, they're trying to pick the property that's going to give them the best monthly return, cash on cash, that they can get. So for every $100 in rent that they're able to get more in their pocket, that is roughly worth between $10,000 and $20,000 in resale price.
Right. So just if we were putting in things in really just simple terms, I love analogies, so I try to give them all I can. If someone said, I want you to give me $1 million and in return I'm going to give you $1 a month, you'd probably look at that and go, yeah, right. I'm not about to give you $1 million to get $1 in return. But if someone said, you give me $100,000 and I'm going to give you $20,000 return on your money every month, you'd probably go, gee, I think that's a pretty good investment. As long as you believe it's real, you'd probably like that investment pretty good.
Absolutely. There's a lot of properties right now that, you know, it's not unusual for these properties to yield cash on cash 15 to 25%.
Wow. So assuming that you can get that in the stock market, yeah, right, then you don't want to necessarily buy a house. But we haven't seen 15% returns in the stock market since the dot-com era during the Clinton administration. So the reality is, ever since then, we've had nothing but extremely volatile stock market, up 200 points one day, down 200 points. So we don't have a whole lot of people beating the street to jump in the stock market, right?
No.
And so if you can get something in a rent area where you know rents are rising, and you know once rents stop rising, property values will continue to rise, that's a good thing. It's almost like when you've got a rental situation, it's almost like a no-lose situation. When the market's down in price, the rents are up. And when the rents start to stabilize, then the values go up. And so you're winning on both sides of the coin.
That's exactly correct.
All right. So talk to me about some of the things that you recommend to people. I know that you've got a history and stories that you talk about with people, but talk about some examples of some things that you go in and you gave them recommendations. You talked about the young couple in the Ukrainian village where you gave them the advice and they bought over the property and they can make some changes and they can increase rent. So let's talk about some more stuff that you've done.
Absolutely. Let's start with the most basic thing you can do, which is put in the effort to absolutely maximize rents. You know, a lot of times we have homeowners that have owned the property for a lot of years. Life gets busy, and it's not worth changing out a tenant for $100 a month or
right,
$200 a month. And slowly but surely, they're undercharging for their rents.
Right.
And they lose track of it. However, if you know that you're going to sell, and you know that if you've got, say, four units, if you're under market by $200 per unit, $800, that's at least $80,000 in resale price. And it may not have been worth it for the monthly cash flow for you, but it most definitely is worth taking a little extra time. Maybe instead of starting your rental period, you know, 3 weeks before, start 6 weeks before.
Right.
Maybe instead of doing five showings, doing 10 showings and wait for the renter that really wants the place where you can charge a little bit more rent, because you know that you're going to turn around and sell and that's going to yield a much higher return.
Right.
So it seems sort of obvious and there's no real rocket science here. But simply making sure that you're charging the maximum rent prior to selling.
And that's something that you can advise them with as well, right? Because you know the community, so you can go in there and say, yes, this is definitely under-rented in this community.
Absolutely. And it's shocking how blatant some of these apartments are under-rented.
Yeah. And everything that you recommend is not necessarily stuff that costs tons of money. Even something as simple as paint, you're saying, can make a difference.
Yes. Paint might be the single biggest way to make an apartment show better, look better, and rent more.
Because let me ask you a question, Greg. Right now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you don't want this, but I'm going to put you on a spot. The best paint color ever in the history of mankind, it's white, isn't it?
No.
No. It's not that white is bad. It's just that white does nothing for a potential tenant or buyer of a property. It just looks and goes, okay, there's white. Thank you very much, and moves on.
Especially if it's, you know, white walls with white ceilings.
Yeah,
white,
yeah.
I mean, that's like, you know, you feel like you're in the hospital. But I'll give away another one of my secrets. This is the money color, everybody.
Okay.
It's I have no financial interest in saying this. It's
you don't own a paint company.
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's Benjamin Moore Manchester Tan HC81.
Okay.
It gives it a little
bit. That's pretty detailed.
It is pretty detailed.
I got to go look because I don't know what color that is. I can see tan. I can guess that it's tan, but I got to go look at it.
It's a nice neutral color. It gives an apartment some definition. So you've got the white ceiling with a little bit of color on the walls. And something as simple as that, if you're looking for a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment and, you know, one of the neighborhoods in Chicago, you're looking somewhere between, who knows, $1,200 and $2,000. You know, it could be 70 to 80% of the apartments are white on white.
Yes.
What an incredibly cheap and novel idea.
To distinguish your property from somebody else's.
Yeah. I mean, would you, you know, granted, these renters are maybe not at the same socioeconomic level of, you know, the multimillion-dollar home.
Correct.
But doesn't mean they want to live in a hospital either.
Nope. Unless they do want to live in a hospital. So, and even something else that's simple. Tell me some other simple things you were talking about, like in the kitchen, that they can do that's not going to cost them $12,000 and remodel the kitchen.
A nice backsplash labor material you can probably get done for about $1,000.
Oh, probably even less. If it's not a huge kitchen, especially if you're doing it yourself, you can do that for a few hundred dollars.
Cabinet pulls are a really inexpensive way of jazzing up.
Just simple doorknobs get you look much more updated, even though you're not changing the cabinets.
So to bring the sex back in, you got to have a sexy thermostat.
Yeah, you said that, I didn't understand that. I mean, I get it, but so why is that important? Why do when consumers come through the home, why do they see that as something that's valuable?
You know, I think I'm stereotyping, but you know, the younger generation, they love technology and they love green and they like saving money.
Okay,
and so
they see that as a true benefit, and it's not like they're going to run out and say you put in an electronic thermostat, so therefore I'm going to pay you $500 a month more.
No, but it's amazing how little tiny things.
But if it helps you get your unit rented faster. Over a $39 or $59 programmable thermostat, why not do it?
Sure.
And a few hundred dollars to paint the apartment can't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, and one more off the top of my head. If you have any kind of a common space or a backyard, putting up a barbecue or putting up a couple lawn chairs.
Okay.
I mean, I could tell you stories where I know that renters have pulled trigger because they could lay out at this place.
Well, and we'll probably continue that right after the break. We're having our conversation today with Greg Nagel. Greg is an expert, and I use this term purposely. He's an expert that you need to speak with about multi-unit buildings in the city of Chicago. And it's worth your time to talk to the person who understands the market, can give you advice about improving your rent roll, improving your cash flow, or helping you sell the property that you need, because there's plenty of buyers who need the property that you have. Give us a call, toll-free number 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with your host, Bruce Bettard, and of course, you know that's me. Now, I want to make sure we get right back into the program, so if you have questions for me or if you want to talk with Greg, give us a phone call. The toll-free number is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, before the break, we were talking about, again, as we've been talking all program, about the multifamily unit owners. And let's just briefly talk about one thing, because I know you want to make a point about it, somebody who wants to have their mortgage paid for by buying a multifamily unit. So tell me briefly what you want to cover on that, and then we'll get on to our other topic.
Sure. The point is that people that are looking at these multi-unit properties aren't just investors.
Correct. Some people live in one of the unit, like you said earlier, and rent out the others.
In fact, I do myself.
Okay. So you're a living example.
Correct. I live in a four flat. I live in one unit, rent the other three.
Okay.
I'm able to pay my mortgage, my taxes, my insurance, everything, and cash flow pretty significantly on top of that.
You're not just talking about you pay for the other three units. You're saying the other three units mean that you have no money coming out of your pocket to pay a mortgage payment, taxes, insurance, et cetera.
Not only that, but then plus about another $700 a month.
Okay. So it's not only that are you not paying anything to live in your unit, it's paying you to live in your unit.
Correct. And another one of the advantages is, you know, by owning the building, I'm kind of king of the castle. There's no homeowners association.
Good point.
You know, there's no democracy at home. And I've got friends that are, you know, have beautiful, luxurious condos, and they tell me horror stories of just dealing with
what they can't do.
Right. It's nice to have control. So a couple of years ago, I put a rooftop deck on the building and can, you know, do whatever I want with that space that I choose to. It's just nice to have that kind of flexibility.
And your tenants are paying for that stuff.
Correct.
And you don't have to give it to all the tenants to use. You get to decide how often you want to use it and then let them use it when you don't want to use it.
Right. And it's even the investment opportunity is even more attractive to an owner-occupant than a pure investor.
Yes.
Because for one thing, I know that I myself am going to pay my own rent. I'm not going to have to, you know, rent my own place out.
Right.
But then also in Chicago, if it's under five units and owner-occupied, it doesn't fall under the Chicago Landlord Tenant Ordinance.
Which is very strict.
It's very strict and it's tenant-friendly and I work with it when I need to. But it's nice to not have a whole bunch of bureaucratic rules I have to worry about, commingling security deposits.
You just have to do what all landlords do and just worry about treating tenants fairly and treating them nicely and taking care of the building.
Yeah, and, you know, tenants like that. When I go to lease a place, I tell them, listen, I live here, so I'm not just, you know.
Correct.
I'm going to be your neighbor, and so I want to live with people that we can develop a nice, friendly relationship and smile and hello when you're walking in and out of the place and whatnot.
Now, so, let's go back to that point you made earlier because we made it. In case someone just came in, I want to make sure that they hear this again. Right now, there's such a demand for multifamily units that you have buyers sitting right now waiting, and there's not enough good properties for them to buy. That you have people, if you had the right buyer or seller right now, you have properties that could be sold quickly because somebody wants to buy their property.
That's absolutely correct. You wouldn't even need to even list the property if you didn't want to. Perhaps you want to maintain confidentiality. You don't have to worry about cleaning the place or taking pictures. I've got personally at least 10 buyers right now that are ready to go. Off top of my head, I'm thinking of Brad. He's an anesthesiologist. He's doing one of those 1031 exchanges that we won't bog down the details on what that is, but he's on a time limit.
Right.
He's got 20 days to reinvest $650,000, and he's hungry for a deal and ready to go. I got Mark. Mark is a world-class architect. He has roughly $400,000 in cash. He's pre-qualified up to a $2 million purchase. He's flexible on location. He's willing to do rehab, and he wants a deal yesterday. My friend John, he's looking for a brick shell. He's a builder.
Okay.
So he would take.
He's not looking for one that's in good condition.
If you're building, it could be completely disaster in the middle of it. He's basically buying the location and he's buying the brick shell.
So the key is he wants a great location. He's not looking to buy something out on an island and off of Detroit or something.
Right. And so just in my own little personal buyer pool, I probably have 10 ready to go. But I work for Century 21 Affiliated, and we pre-register and pre-qualify and have a database of buyers. We probably have 100, probably even a little more over 100 buyers that are basically chomping at the bit.
Okay, so folks, I want to make this point very plain and very clear. I think Greg's doing a really good job of that, but I'm going to be even more specific. If you own a multifamily unit in the city of Chicago, and Greg's not saying that it has to be a two-unit or three-unit or four-unit. He's just saying if you have a multifamily unit in the city of Chicago, there is it doesn't even have to be a great condition because he's got somebody who wants one that's not necessarily in great condition. He's saying that he's got buyers right now that are willing to pull the trigger on the right property. The only way you're going to know if it's the right property is to pick up the phone and give Greg a call. Let him come out and take a look at the property because he knows his buyers. He said he had 10. He knows those buyers like the back of his hand. He knows what they're looking for, and he knows when he comes and talks to you about your property whether your property is going to match their needs. And if it does, he's going to talk to you about things that you can do to improve the cash flow of the property. So if you need that advice, that's what he's going to be there for. But more importantly, you may have been sitting on the sideline because you weren't sure that your home went up. You listen to the national media. It's down 20%, Greg. The property values are in the toilet. I can't sell my home. I'll lose money. But that's not necessarily the case, right?
Not at all. And that's what's so great about your radio program, that it is specific to this market. We're talking about a specific location and a specific product.
And that's why we're bringing you on, so that, because, again, I didn't know that about the city of Chicago and multi-unit buildings, that it was that hot of a market. I just did not know that. I know there's pockets where there's great investment because it's an up-and-coming neighborhood, so therefore it used to be have some troubles, and now it's improving, so therefore values are going. I did know that, but I couldn't name them because I don't know the city of Chicago that well. But you're saying even regardless of upcoming neighborhoods, you've got property values that are doing extremely well. And again, you defined it not as red hot, but as blue hot, because there's that many people trying to get properties in those neighborhoods.
Absolutely. I mean, agents are now knocking on doors again.
Really? They are.
They're calling for rent signs as a way of getting to the owner.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, bait and switch. I want to rent your apartment. Then when they meet the owner, like, well, let me list your property.
Oh, see, I'm not real big on that concept of bait and switch. It's okay to call them and say, hey, I'm a real estate professional. I have somebody who wants to buy your property. It doesn't matter how you speak to them as long as you're doing it truthfully. So,
well, that's what, the radio is a much better way of doing
it. Yeah, it is, because there's a lot of people. I'm just hoping right now that we've got somebody in the audience, multiple people that are sitting here saying today, you know, I really wouldn't mind getting out of my property, but I just didn't really think I had value in it anymore. So therefore, I'm just going to hold on to it because the rents are covering my bills, and I'm just going to try to ride this out. And your answer is maybe you don't have to ride anything out. Maybe it is time for you to go ahead and sell your unit and move on to whatever the next phase of your life is supposed to be designed to be.
It's good to at least know what it's worth. Yep. and have that option.
Yeah, it is great because, again, just because Greg shows up at your house and says, hey, your home's worth X and I have a buyer who's looking for it, doesn't mean you have to sell.
Absolutely.
It happens.
Absolutely not. I want to build a long-term relationship with people. I want to become their trusted real estate advisor, and I'll help them increase their rents. And, you know, I'm not even interested in helping them rent the places they want me to, but it's more about helping people, building good karma. I know eventually down the road when are ready to buy or sell, they'll think of me.
They'll appreciate you helping them increase their rents, whether they're selling right now or not, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now today we've had a great conversation with Greg Nagel. We've been in the studio talking about these multifamily units in the city of Chicago. Again, those of us who are from Chicago, we understand we don't really refer to them as multifamily. We just refer to them as a 2-flat, 3-flat, 4-flat. I don't know what we refer to 10 units. Do we just say 10 units? I don't think we say 10-flat. I've never heard that. Maybe at that point we call it multi-unit, but we've actually been talking about something that is a market that most of the audience is going to be sitting back saying, I did not know that multifamily units were hot. I did not know that we're getting a premium for these properties and that there are people lined up willing to buy properties in the right neighborhoods because they want a great return on their investment. We didn't know that there's a lot of people saying, I'm ready to buy this home and live in one of the units and rent out the other three because I want my rent to pay for my mortgage. We just do not get a lot of that conversation. So if you want to give us a call, I want to make sure that Greg gets a chance to talk to you. He'll be manning the phones on Saturday. He'll be answering your calls. He may not be able to come out and look at your property on Saturday, but he'll schedule an appointment that's going to work for the both of you so that you guys can meet and figure out what your needs are and what Greg can do and what advice he has that can help you. But what you need to do, the only thing that Greg can't do is call you. He doesn't know who you are. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Once again, 888-403-4242.